Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I don't have to be depressed. Amen. Nobody has to be depressed. You do not have to receive it. You do not have to yield to it. Even though you got a bunch of stuff going on, you can jump up and shout. Amen. Anyhow. Amen. Amen. Don't have to be down. I mean, worst case scenario, if everything went wrong and I died, don't cry for me. I'm saved. Amen. I mean, if I lost everything and fell out dead, hey, I'm going straight to heaven. I can't lose. I can't be defeated. Amen. Born again. Got my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. But I know I can conquer down here too. I'm an overcomer. Amen. He always causes me to triumph. So if I won't doubt and if I won't quit, I'll just keep winning. And win again. And win again. Somebody say, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. The devil's a loser. He wants to tell you you're a loser, but he's the loser. That's why he's got losing on his mind. Amen. He is. The Holy Ghost told me that. Remember, some of y'all were here, you might have heard me say it. The Holy Ghost. I don't mean to hear an audible voice, but inside me distinctly. He said to me, Keith, the devil is the loser. Amen. Capital T, capital L. Yeah. The loser. Read the back of the book. He loses. Right? That's what he's going to be known for. He's not going to be known in the eons to come as the great, terrible destroyer. Oh, he wishes. He is the stripped one, the brought to naught one, the under our feet one, the eternally defeated one. The loser. He don't want you to know that. He don't want you to believe that. But it's true. Amen. So he gets to messing with you, bringing lies to you. What do? You say, loser? Loser. You're not just a loser. You're the loser. You are the loser. They should put your picture in the dictionary by loser. Because you are the quintessential loser. You are the apex of losing. You define the word. You don't like that, but tough. Because he is. He is. And you and I, more than conquerors, overcomers, winners. Whoo, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul, at the end of his course, he got to looking by faith on the other side. He said, man, he said, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me. He said, I have run my race. I have finished my course. Amen. That's winning. Yeah. I said, that's winning. Yeah. We win here and now. We win then and there. Because the Lord has won it all for us. Yeah. Let no man do what? 1 Corinthians 10, 24, let no man seek his own, but seek another's. Now skip down to the 31st verse. Whether you eat or you drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Brother Hagin said this one time, somebody was asking him, they said, well, I don't believe it's a sin to do this or to do that. He said, well, I'm not going to argue with you about that. One person was wanting to fuss with him about a certain habit that they had. He said, well, show me in the Bible where it says thou shalt not do this particular thing. Well, it don't say thou shalt not shoot heroin. I don't know of any verse that says thou shalt not snort cocaine. Y'all are too quiet. I don't have a whole church full of cocaine snorters, do I? Y'all are like, don't get on the cocaine, Brother Keith. Well, look, If you snort cocaine, I mean, if you smoke crack, whatever, we love you.
Amen.
And we're not going to condemn you about doing drugs. Yay. Now, you know doing drugs will kill you.
That's right.
Besides that, it'll make you stupid before you die. It will. I mean, it'll burn out brain cells. And you'll be going, duh, I don't know. I was just smoking some dope, man. It will. Somebody says, I've already fried some. God can heal them.
Amen.
I've seen him. He can replace them.
Yes.
I got a good friend of mine in the 70s. He tried everything. Man, I mean, he absolutely smoked part of his brain. And he just wasn't all there. He'd just sit around and not be in the conversation and just smile and go, cool, man. He has smoked part of his brain. Today, he is a bright, sharp, eloquent pastor of a large work. God restored his mind and his brain. He can do that. But whether it's, you know, shooting up or snorting or whatever it is, whatever you eat or whatever you drink, whatever you do, do it what? To the glory of God. So now, if you can say, Lord, I'm going to snort this coke for your glory. Here we go. To the glory of God. I'm going to shoot this up for your glory. If you can really do that, and you feel confident and good about that, well, that's between you and Him. But anything that you don't believe is glorifying Him, you should examine it really close, right? Scrutinize and go, well, now, does this glorify God? Because whatever you eat, whatever you drink, whatever you do, wherever you go, whatever you're involved in, should be what? To the glory of God. And if it's something that's had you bound, you can be delivered.
Amen.
I said you can be delivered. Don't you believe the devil's lies? Well, yeah, but I've been doing this for years and I just can't get set free. Yes, you can. First off, change your words. Because if you decree over yourself that you can't change, your words are going to be stouter than mine or anybody else's around you. But if you'll agree with us and agree with the Lord, that nothing's too difficult for the Lord. Nothing's impossible to him that believes.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Everybody said out loud, because some folk need to say it especially. Said out loud, I can be free,
I can be free
from every bondage.
From every bondage.
I can be loosed from every habit. In Jesus' name. Now, don't say anything else except that. Don't say I can't. Don't say I've tried. Don't say, no. Say, I am loosed. I am delivered. Put those words in your mouth. We got a good testimony not too long ago. Somebody did that, and they just begin to say, I'm free. I'm free. It didn't look like it. Didn't feel like it for months, but now they are.
Amen.
Now they are free from that terrible hunger and craving. That's not God. We're supposed to be loosed.
Amen.
Amen. Happy. Free. I don't need to snort or shoot something to be happy.
Amen.
I got the source of happiness inside me.
Amen.
Amen. Go to Philippians real quickly. Philippians, the second chapter. You don't have to have everything together and have every habit overcome before you can come to church either. That's why you should come to church. Get built up. Get strong. So you can. And you know, there's some people that's got some habits that's, you know, not so nice. But you know, some other folk that think they're so perfect have got some habits that are worse.
Yeah.
Of backbiting about folk and gossiping and talking and other stuff. Worrying and that kind of thing. We're not going to try to rate sins. We just, all of us, want to get loosed.
Yeah.
From all of it and be free from all the problems.
Yeah.
In Philippians 2, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Philippians 2 tells us about this again. Good gracious. Almost to my introduction. Don't be concerned. Philippians 2 and verse 19. He said, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. That he may be comforted when he knows what?
My state.
There, how they're doing. Well, how's he doing? He's in a cold, damp prison cell. Hmm? And did he write to him and said, "Oh God, y'all got to pray for me now. And y'all got to get me out of here. I can't take it anymore. Y'all sitting up there in your nice houses, eating good food, and here I am, your apostle, locked up here. You got to do something." He didn't say that. He didn't pray that. He kept telling them, "Rejoice." How many believe that's what God was saying to him? Probably, huh? And he's doing it. And he's staying strong. "Rejoice," he said. "Rejoice." And then he said, "I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how you're doing." That's love, isn't it? I know my dear grandmother, secretary and treasurer, I guess, of the church there for decades, Sunday school teacher for generations, and going home to be with the Lord. Now, Sister Lena Pearl Moore, she was a good example of showing interest in others no matter what was going on in her life. I'd see people come in and she'd maybe be hurting in her body or have something wrong if she was older. And when they came in, she'd brace herself up and she'd sit in the chair and begin to ask them what's going on with them. How are they doing? And nobody minded coming to see her. I've heard people sometimes say, "Well, you know, why don't my kids come see me? And why don't my grandkids want to come see me? Y'all never come." And then when they get them on the phone, "You ain't been here in X amount of time. Why don't you want to come?" Well, a lot of times when they do come, first thing they hear is about, you know, my arthritis and about my high blood pressure and about how this don't cover everything and about what they did with this. And after about 2 hours of that, the kid's thinking, "Well, when I get out of here, you know, maybe even longer before I get back." Somebody say, "Yeah, but I have problems." Everybody's got something they're dealing with. Love will look at you. She used to do that all the time. When I'd get in and come by to see her or something, you know, you know something's going on with her. People have told me she had problems. She didn't want to talk about that. She wants to know, "What you doing? What's going on? You know, how are you doing? What's going on with you?" That's love, isn't it? Love is not selfish. Love doesn't talk about itself. Love doesn't seek its own. Love seeks another's. Keep reading this in Philippians. He said, "For I have no man," he said, "I'm going to send Timothy to you because I want to know how you're doing." Verse 20, "I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek" what? "All seek their own." Is that true in the world today? Yes, it is. Are we like that? No, we are not. But how can you keep from seeking your own? You got to be seeking another's benefit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.